be the most fit city in all of America is right here. Arlington tops this year's American Fitness Index rating, and D.C. comes in third.
Wow. Joining us live, Dr. Barbara Ainsworth of the American Colleges of Sports Medicine, which puts out the annual list. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm pleased to be with you.
What is it that puts Arlington and D.C. in the top three?
Well, Arlington and D.C. are doing things right for personal health indicators and the environment for the city's residents to be physically active.
Tell us more about the factors that went into deciding which cities are indeed the fittest.
Well, there are 33 indicators that relate to personal health behaviors and the health of individuals within a city, and also for the community, the type of facilities and recreation facilities for leisure time activity, as well as walking and personal transportation without the use of a car.
So D.C. and Arlington, does a lot of this have to do with all of the natural space we've got?
Well, that's certainly part of the strengths for the city. Both D.C. and Arlington rate number one and number three, as you mentioned before. Both have very high community assets, indicators that relate to having a land and also a number of opportunities for walking and bicycling to get to work and using public transportation.
Now, on the other end, in our area, Baltimore is ranked 78th on this list of 100 cities. So it suggests that there are some problems there and other cities. So tell us more about that. How can cities improve on this?
Well, some of the immediate ways that cities can improve their ranking is concentrating on the personal health indicators. Baltimore has some shortcomings related to the proportion of people who smoke, exercise, and some of the obesity rates. And these are possible by increasing farmers markets, focusing on smoking programs, and bringing awareness to cardiovascular disease risk factors.
What were some of the other cities that rounded out the top five?
Well, the cities in the top five in this order are number one, Arlington, Virginia, who narrowly edged out Minneapolis, Minnesota by just half of a point. Washington, D.C. was third, followed by Madison, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon.
Oh, very good. Interesting stuff. Dr. Ainsworth, thanks so much for joining us again.
Well, appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good health to you, Dr. Barbara Ainsworth of the American College of Sports Medicine.